Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, along with Amir Sims from our men's basketball team, who will be opening up the regular season, tough to believe, but on November the 5th, Virginia Tech, an ACC game to open it up. We'll talk about that and a little bit more. But first, Amir, you're coming off, obviously, an exhibition game against Anderson, a good win for the ball club, a game in which you go for 16 and 10 in the contest. Just thoughts coming out of the first exhibition game.
I think as a young team, we have a lot to learn coming from that game, even though it was a good win for our team. But I think there's still lessons to learn from that dub that we just got. I think as a young team, we got to like learn how to play fast versus slow, how to cut down some of the turnovers that we made that was very correctable. And I think it was good for us to kind of get out there and play in front of the home crowd and kind of get a feeling for being back in Little John and kind of give us like a pregame warm-up to Tuesday, which is going to be a hectic game and a very fun game to be a part of. So I think after last night, it was just good for us to get out there and get our feet wet.
All right, so for you, and it's no secret that Coach Brownell has already been talking about this, that you're obviously one of the, if not the key player for the team this year. How do you like that role? Do you like that role?
Definitely. I think it's something that a lot of kids, you know, strive to work for in the sport or any sport period. You kind of work your whole life to kind of be that guy, and all those hours in the gym you put forward to being that guy for your team when need be, if need be. And I think that's something I work for, and that's something I learned over my 2 years prior to this year, is that you kind of work your entire time to get to that point to where a coach has that ultimate trust in you to go out there and get the team better, to get yourself better, and more importantly, do whatever you can for the team's success.
All right. Obviously for you, playing at the five spot, so a little bit different because you're going to be one of the smaller fives that's going to be in this league, but you're also going to be, you know, you can take them guys to the perimeter because of your outside game. Talk to me a little bit about how this offense now flows, how it's maybe has changed from last year into this year.
Oh, that's definitely changed a lot. You know, last year, my first 2 years, we're definitely an inside-out team with Elijah Thomas being down low in the post, and then you also have Marquise Reed out in the perimeter. But this year, we kind of took like an opposite approach where we're like an outside-in team where 1-2-5 kind of do everything the same, and it's very similar to just everyone's doing a lot of it. I mean, everyone's doing like a lot of what the point guard does. So, like, I have the ball in my hand a lot, just as much as the point guard, really. Anybody can bring it up the floor on a rebound or taking the ball out. So, I mean, this year we're more of a motion offense, pass and cut, back cuts, ball screen, just to kind of mix up the defense, like, approach to the game, and kind of makes us harder to guard. With me being an undersized five, it makes a lot of mismatches in the perimeter and in the post.
All right. Now, if I were to ask you to break out your driver's license for me, because this is a pointed question, and it was going to tell me your height. First of all, what do you tell people is your height? Now, I want to know right now, if I were to ask you, you 6'7", are you 6'8", are you 6'9", what are you going to tell me?
6'8½.
All right, and what is on your driver's license? And I may force you to break this out, because you realize that the biggest lies in life are on your driver's license. Height and weight are always the biggest lies in life on a driver's license. What does your driver's license say?
It definitely says 6'7", I want to say, and that was from 2 years ago, and the weight was around 230.
Okay, so you've grown an inch and a half in 2 years?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that. And when you go to the draft, you realize they're going to measure you.
Yes.
All right, so I'm holding you. I'm going to tell people you're 6'8½ then. All right, one of the other guys that's on this team that's obviously getting a lot of press is John Newman. His game, it looks like, has expanded. We watched that over the summer, certainly when you all went over and won the gold medal. The impact that John is going to have on this team, what do you think that's going to be?
Well, first off, I don't think John's even beginning to scratch the surface of what he can be. You know, he didn't really get that much court time last year, being a younger guy behind Keese and them. But I think John's definitely going to make that push to become one of our next guys, like right next to me, with him being that trustworthy guy from Coach Brownell. And then once I'm long gone, John would be up there in the front of it and kind of running things and kind of being in control of everything and being that guy that Coach Brownell can go to. And I think he's definitely put a lot of hours into his game, perfecting his craft. So when moments come for, like, next Tuesday, he'll be ready. And most people are going to be surprised by it. But for us, that's within the gym. We all kind of know what John can give. And it showed in Italy a little bit. So I think that's just going to be a major part of his game. And just now that he's kind of got that part to his game, is just being able to apply it to the court in game situations.
ball handling also then also becomes a big part of what you all will need to do offensively. At this point in time, we sit here, we still don't know about maybe one of the pieces that could be there at ball handling because we're waiting for the NCAA to tell if he's going to be eligible or not. But young Amir Doss, it looks like right now, is kind of going to be that point guard that runs things for you. What have you seen so far from the freshman?
I don't know. They're definitely taking strides. Every week they're getting better. Al's been progressing a lot lately, as he's been kind of coming to a realization that he's only one of the other two starting freshmen in the ACC at point guard, really. So for him, it's kind of starting to catch up with him, and he's starting to take it a lot more serious and kind of going out his way to learn the offense a little bit more and having that trust from his teammates, you know, to be able to produce for us night in and night out. I mean, he's doing pretty good with that. He's coming along pretty well. Chase Hunter, he's doing really good in practices. He's been practicing well, getting to his spots, taking the right shots, and making the correct passes, and seeing the floor better. And I think the freshman class, even Alex Hemingway, they're all coming along as, you know, expected. You know, as most freshmen throughout the summer, you kind of struggle. But with us going to Italy, they kind of got a head start on, like, how it kind of feels to play in games, stuff like that. So for them, going to Italy was very monumental because then it kind of pushed them ahead of everyone else, and they kind of already have a feel for what it feels like to play against older guys, stronger guys, faster guys. So I think they're taking strides, become good freshmen for us to give us very productive minutes.
You talked about at the beginning of this, the young team, but the fact that you went to Italy. I mean, this is the group that went to Italy, that won the gold medal for the United States. How much does that still play, and how much of that momentum can you carry over from what, you know, in some respects was an event that happened back in July?
I think that trip was very monumental for us because it kind of woke us up a little bit to get things going and realize how young of a team we were, because we weren't the, you know, we didn't execute the best over there and stuff like that, but we came together as a team, and that what kind of showed us is that as long as we keep hammering at the nail that, you know, we can be a very gritty team, we can win close games, stuff like that. So going to Italy was definitely big for us, and I think we don't want to dwell on that situation too much. It's great that we won gold, but at the same time, we're not over there anymore. And we're back home where everyone is just as fast, as quick, and athletic. So as much as it's good to, like, dwell in that situation, we really don't want to because, you know, we got to get back to the ACC and focus on what's ahead. And we're trying to use that momentum from learning about ourselves in Italy to kind of push us forward going into Tuesday and so on.
You mentioned the close wins, and it wasn't just one close win. It was a series of close wins. And that, to me, that just builds upon, because once you do it one time, then we can come back and do it again. Well, you did that, and you did it again and again. That has to be something, though, that you feel like, okay, that is something that we can really carry over from the summer.
Oh, definitely. I think so, because a lot of times in our past, there's been close games that has gone the opposite way by a buzzer or a free throw, and I think we kind of definitely took approaches to the game of, like, never giving up, and that's something Coach Barnett has always taught us, even from my freshman year or years before me. And it just kind of showed in Italy that, you know, as long as you keep hammering at the nail, as I said before, it usually works in your favor most times. So I think for us, that was just big to see us being such a young team to fight and to never give up in the game. And, you know, we came out victorious, and that was just something that we all keep inside and that we try to remember while playing out there on the court.
Two guys that didn't go with you to Italy, Jonathan Bear, Clyde Trapper, didn't play with you over in Italy, obviously, because of injuries. Both of them seem to, though, to be on the track that they will be back with this team this year. When they do come back, what do they add to this ball club?
Oh, man, the versatility is going to stretch even more. I think we're already a versatile team with our offense, especially me being at the five. But they have JB, who's 6'10", 6'11", out there on the court, playing a 4, 5, or 3. It kind of stretches the court out even more and creates more of a matchup problem for most teams. And then Clyde being out there, being experienced with the ACC, being fast, controllable, and facilitating the offense is definitely going to be a problem for most teams. And I think whenever we get them back, which is really, really soon from what I'm hearing, it's going to be a problem for most teams in the ACC.
Defensively, this ball club, what kind of team do you feel like this is going to be defensively? Because it's certainly something that Coach Brownell stresses.
That is a big thing for him. I think once we tighten up a few more things, because we're getting stronger defensively as a team, and I think once we do that, we're going to be a very, you know, scratchy, kind of up in your face, like a gnat almost, just constantly bothering you, never relinquishing pressure, and just always staying on top of things and kind of making it hard for the teams to get inside or to get open shots. So once we tighten up a few more things, we're going to be pretty unstoppable on defense.
All right. Like you said, you open up the season. It'll be against Virginia Tech. It's going to be a conference game to open things up. We go to 20 conference games this year. As a player, how do you feel about, one, opening with an ACC game, and two, the fact that you've got to play 20 of these bad boys?
That's even better for me. I'm a very competitive person. I think everyone on our team is really competitive, so we're looking forward to it. They have a new team. We practically have a new team as well, so it'll be pretty interesting to see how that all falls out. But I think we're very competitive, and we're looking forward to it, and we just can't wait to get out there and go play.
Because of league games, though, in the month of November and December, it kind of changes things around. November and December used to be, hey, okay, let's build things, and all right, let's turn the page when we get to January, and we'll start making a run in the ACC. What does it do from that, from a mental aspect, from that standpoint, to know that you, hey, we've got two or three league games before we even turn the page to a new year?
It's definitely helpful because it allows you to focus more early on in the season instead of like, okay, now we've got the ACC, now let's tighten up a few things. Having the ACC game to start and in December, early in December, it definitely gets your mind focused way ahead of time, and you're dialed in deeper than before, and you have that mindset going into January, February, March, that, okay, like, we kind of already know what to expect, and, like, this is how they're going to play, this is how we play, and, like, this is how, like, the atmosphere is going to be. So it gives your mind that extra length to, like, be prepared for any situation.
All right, final question for you. Just goals that you have for your personal self and a team goal maybe that you see for this year.
Team goal first, we definitely want to get back to the dance. You know, that's a big goal for everyone. That's every kid's dream going into NCAA. Is to get back to the big dance. For us, it's like something monumental that we always talk about. And once we put up another thing up on our wall from my freshman year, and just I always try to tell the guys like that feeling that we had going into the Sweet 16, and try to get them to like prepare their minds and their bodies to be ready for a long season so we could get back to that point. Really, we just want to tighten up on defense, really, and be a strong defensive team and lead the league in defense and, you know, smaller possessions and turnovers and stuff like that, and just be really on edge with our defense. Personal goals, I really want to just focus on my rebounding and ways to contribute to the team that doesn't just involve three-point shooting, and just finding ways to help the team out any way possible.
All right, there you go. By the way, my driver's license, 5'9", 165. Weighed in at 166 this morning, all right? So I'm right there. For 57 years old, not too bad.
I definitely got to check my mind and make sure those numbers are accurate.
I like it. All right. Looking forward to what should be a big year for it. All the best to you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Amir Sims has been our guest here on the podcast. Like I said, Amir and the guys, they open up this coming Tuesday, 7 o'clock at home against Virginia Tech. Have a game at home on Thursday, then one on Sunday. Also, if you want to purchase tickets, are all available right online, ClemsonTigers.com. So right there at your fingertip, you can come on out, watch our men's basketball team. Tickets available for our women's basketball team as well. For Amir Sims, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.